I fucking tell you, of all the presidential kids, I'd probably like to hang with him the most and least.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Wait. Now I
Oh,
have to
yeah.
guess. Okay. Fuck, I don't actually know that many president. Is it gonna be Hunter?
Yeah, it's gotta be her. Who the fuck else could
Yeah.
it possibly be? Chelsea Clinton?
Yeah.
That
I was like,
fucking
Laura Bush?
loser.
I mean, I
No,
remember.
Barron Trump has gone to college. He's gone to fucking school of hard knocks as Barron fucking
Yeah,
Trump.
Baron T Trump is the dampest nerd to have ever squealed. Please release me from this nugget. And I stand by that.
How do I start recording? Oh, it is recording. Oh,
It
what a
is. It's
wonderful waste
yeah.
of time,
Recording.
much as that has
Oh
been.
yeah. Heard good jokes, and it was like, oh my God, better start recording.
Do you remember the like maybe slightly before you were paying attention to such things, but when George W. Bush was in the White House, I think his two daughters got in trouble for using a fake ID in college, which in America, by the way, means they were like 19 trying to buy beer. And it was a national scandal. And fast forward 20 years, and Hunter Biden's just a hog out, smoking crack, gun to a hooker's head. And we're like, yes, I mean,
Like,
you
come on, he's not the president.
know. We've got to support Hunty. You've got to buy his art.
Support Hunty. He's some
And I
mad
don't
hunt
even
all the same,
even
isn't he?
know that I wouldn't have done the same thing if I was the president's 50-year-old shiftless son, because I almost do the same thing and I'm no one.
Yeah, it really does give you permission to do a lot of stuff. And God, I don't think I'd do that. I think I'd have done the other stuff. Like, if I was a president's son, I would have tried to sell access to the president to Ukraine.
Oh yeah, and
Oh,
I mean, you know.
100%. Yeah. Like, I know I ain't shit. I ain't my dad. But I do have the same last name, and I'm trying to make a name for
He
myself.
did. He finessed the shit out of that one, I have to say as well.
Yeah.
And he wasn't like, he's pretty dumb, but he wasn't dumb enough to just go, give me a bribe. He's like, put me on the board of the biggest oil company in the country. Pay me half a milli a year, and then you've got access to the old man. Now, what they don't know is that old man ain't running shit.
It's still fucking Cheney. That's the secret. It's been
It's
Cheney this
always been.
whole time.
It's been Janie this whole time. And the thing is, like, if I was to sell access to my dad, I'd be like, I'll put in a good word for you with the old man. And what you realize is, even if the old man was shit, my word ain't. Neil Jack, I don't know, but this is one of those other tools you met from the theater, is it? Not a fucking chance. Put them through to me, thank the fuck God. No,
You
they
pay me $500,000, I'll put in a good word with my dad. You pay me $1,000,000, I won't say shit to my dad, and that's probably better.
Speaking of conspiracy theories that are fun, that it just ain't hurting nobody. Did you ever hear or come across the rumor that, do you recall, and I hate going back to GWB quite so much, but he was a
Nah,
fun pre
he was great. He was such a fun
fun
president.
fun mass murdering president, fun
Yeah,
genocidal
like
lunatic.
all fun, all upside, no downside, bit of a
You know.
goofball, didn't hurt nobody, who's near a country I've been in.
Although he did do a lot to Benin, which is, Benin.
And Ben was furious
Oh,
about
very
that.
good. Bit of wordplay there. Do you recall during his presidency, a story came out that he showed up with a black eye,
I don't
COVID had
remember
come,
it.
and the story was that he had choked on a pretzel watching a football game and fallen and hit his head on the side of a table. There was
Hey,
like, sorry,
how
I can imagine the PR.
incriminating must the truth be if the lie is that goddamn
The
fucking
old
stupid?
Bertie
No.
Ahern.
Here's why the lie is great, because the team are like, we need a, what are we gonna say? We're gonna say he choked on a pretzel during a football game. They're like, USA, USA. That's Hey, I've done the that. He's got my vote. You can't run for a third term, you gum.
most. I And so it's like late night fodder for a month of just like, oh, George Bush, and here's the George Bush pretzel dancers.
Yeah.
All that. But the story I read recently, which is apparently, according to this highly trained source that I'm sure is accurate, is that Bush got into an argument with Dick Cheney and Cheney fucking chinned him.
Jesus.
They covered it up with this ridiculous story.
Just there's, be glad he used powerful. Fist, you know?
Yeah. There's powerful and then there's deck the president powerful.
Cheney doesn't give a fuck, man. That guy he shot when they were just out hunting and he thought he was a deer or something, he shot him in the face. First of all, everyone's like, yeah, an accident. It's an accident. It could happen to anyone. Then the guy apologized to him.
Yeah.
That's
power. That is power.
Like, it'd be a real shame if somebody got shot out here. Oh, what a fucking gangster.
I don't know how you make that movie Vice and leave out, because who cares if it's a lie, and leave out the Cheney punched the president.
Yeah.
Christian Bale had to gain 50 pounds for the role, and Cheney punched the president. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's not in the movie, but I mean, he did do that.
I'm so sorry for getting in the way of your fist of rage, Dick. what could he possibly have been arguing with him about? He didn't care. Bush was just letting him do whatever. It was probably about, probably one true part. They probably were watching football. And it was probably about that.
And was just being so fucking annoying.
It's just giving it all.
Let's go, Texans. And Cheney was like, well, okay, I don't know where he's from, but he seems like he'd be like a Jets guy or something.
Yeah, no, I mean, like he's not. He's certainly not from either the state that the Jets pretend to be in or New Jersey. But
he's not.
It's in the film. He's like from like Wyoming or something, isn't he?
Okay. So I wasn't far off with like a Vikings kind of vibe.
Is Wyoming anywhere near Minnesota?
No, but it's all in that barren northern wasteland.
The square states.
Yeah, the square stick.
The square. Yeah, you know, we'll draw these later.
And that's another one that we sort of just let the Bushes away with as far as conspiracy theories that are hurting nobody. But, like, the answer is out there. They're not from Texas at all.
Oh, no. Wait, what?
They're from Connecticut. No, they... It's like, George W. Bush does not have that accent. He just was like, well, I guess it's time to be governor of Texas, so this is what I'm going to talk like. George W. Bush would sound like his father. Well, a little bit more like this from Connecticut, you know.
Oh my God, Jesus. What a fucking like prestige like act that he's put on. Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had their ranch or whatever.
Adopted home state.
Yeah, he's not from fucking Texas. No more than, no, I mean, no one thinks Jeb is from Florida. Because we all know he's from space.
But yeah.
that's a man who was sort of dropped here and not given, like, he got the instruction booklet and there's just half it wasn't there. So I'm governor and then I'm going to, what's this orange face fella talking about? Oh, dear. Uh-oh.
Please clap. I was told you would clap.
That's going to be a rough one, too, because he would have got to run against Hillary Clinton if he'd have won that primary like he was supposed to. Jeb Bush. Finally settle that old deal that we've all been wondering about forever. How long it would take them to just kiss.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that debate stage is only so big, you know?
It's only so big, you know?
You can't run that far.
Yeah. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz fully made out for 15 minutes in the middle of the vice presidential
debate. Yeah, I saw it.
But nobody else did, because it's the vice presidential debate. It's like one of those traditions, like, I bet we could make out for 15 minutes and just no one. It won't be commented on the next day in the media. there was the
Wyoming is actually really close to Denver, so he could be a Broncos guy. But you don't have to go past many teams to get to the Vikings who are in Minneapolis or in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Basically just Denver and the Kansas City Chiefs.
And you know, that's some big teams there though. The Kansas City Chiefs actually had a pretty good season last year. Really smart move that drafting Taylor Swift in the first round was a big plus for them.
big guess. She was surprised to be in the draft, but you know, she doesn't make the rules.
Here's the thing: it's a draft. You actually don't choose to be in it. They just tell you.
They'll do that every now and again. They'll be like, someone will be like, "Don't draft me. I'm going to play baseball," or "Don't draft me. I'm doing something else." They just will anyway. And like, because it's not, you know, and they can't force you to go play for them. What is this, 1984? I mean, you know, they can't. But that would have worked better as a joke if I hadn't picked the name of a book, and that would have confused
what people were saying. What is this, the mid-80s?
Yeah, implying they might have still had slavery in the mid-80s in America.
Yeah, which wasn't true. It was only until the mid-60s.
The mid-60s, they finally got rid of that.
Wait, they plan on getting rid of it? It's in the 2060s.
Look, seriously, lads, if we don't clear this slavery problem up by 2084, we're going to really have a problem. Well, it seems we have a wolf by the tail, and we can neither afford to hold on to it nor risk letting it go. That was said by Thomas Jefferson Jr., 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 and I believe they're still sort of dealing with that.
Thomas Jefferson Jr., 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 also known as Juan.
The country of Haiti was paying reparations to the country of France for the crime of no longer being their slaves until 1984 in my head. Until 1984.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So like, I don't think that general reparations are a good idea now. But when you realize that the only reparations that were ever paid were paid to the slave owners, it makes you feel a little bit more sympathetic to the people who want their 40 acres and a mule.
The equivalent of $560 million if adjusted for inflation.
And although Haiti was stuck with the impound fee, they could easily afford it.
Yeah, like, however you feel about reparations, like, France has at least got to give that money back, though, right?
I mean, like, probably.
At least the reverse reparations, right?
I would even settle at this point for, can they have that back? It doesn't do sometimes to look into these things when you want to like walk about in the world and accidentally stumble upon a Frenchman and not be like, dude, le fuck.
Yeah.
Le fuck. I mean, don't they est le fuck, man?
Here, listen, forget about Thierry Henry for a second, although I never will. But as well, where's our fucking reparations for that bullshit? Actually, we did get reparations for that, didn't we? Didn't John Delaney get paid a lot of money, which I'm sure
he got paid a lot of money. Yeah.
Went directly into grassroots football.
Yeah.
You got your
Wait, by grassroots football, you mean up his fucking nose.
I mean, it's a substantial nose. What do you want? To each according to his ability, from each according to his means, or the other way around. Whatever that was.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Got to do a little grassroots football.
No, it all went into the FAI's pockets, and he never got any money from that. So I actually don't see why that would be a problem. But the FAI is fine now, and so is Haiti. So that's reparations.
Yeah, I don't know what everyone's complaining about.
I actually don't know.
Those uppity Haitians.
Those bloody Haitians. The Americans are basically currently by proxy occupying Haiti. No, not like Wall Street, though, not just with tents and slogans, but with actual troops. But because of optics, they don't use American troops. They've got Kenyan troops that they are paying to proxy occupy, or procupy, if you will.
That's the scientific word.
It's the scientific word. I don't mind. We're getting full mid 2000s here. We're getting Occupy Wall Street jokes. We're getting Cheney. Yeah. We're getting Bush.
Dude, where's my car?
Listen, before I forget, because I was curious, did either of you watch the Vince McMahon doc?
I haven't had a chance to.
Yeah. What do you think?
Interesting in parts. It hits the brick wall that like a lot of wrestling documentaries hit, where it's like, well, this guy's just trying to get over, like, the whole fucking time. Like, and it's the same with every wrestling documentary, except for the redemption of Jake the Snake, because he's just so fucking out of it that,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He can't help but be honest. But like, no one's being honest in this documentary, which makes it a little frustrating. And some of it just veers into like, and here's what the WWE did, as opposed to like Vince McMahon himself. But yeah, in general, I liked it.
Yeah, you're right. And then the viewer, it doesn't tell you all that much about the man himself, which is what kind of you want, because all the other stuff is sort of available out there. There was some new stuff. There was, did you see Hulk Hogan, just speaking of liars? Just,
yeah, like every single word out of that liar's mouth.
It's a shortcut for those of you who don't know this, because Hulk can seem, in the moment when you've nothing to compare it to, very believable, because he has a way of like, listen, hey, I know, but, and he just, and it's just only when you compare it to all of his other lies that you realize he's full of shit. But there's a trick to save you the time of even look. Hulk Hogan has a tell. I don't know if it's something he developed over the years or if it's something that he's always had. But when I verified this, when Hulk is lying, if you watch his face carefully, you can actually tell that he's lying. And the tell is that his lips are moving.
Yay!
Yeah. No, that didn't need to take quite as long as it took to say, but that's what I did for you.
Yeah. Hulk forever.
I would actually put The Rock in that category as well. Like,
he's full of shit too, man. Yeah.
He's so fucking full of shit. Like, and it took me a while to realize The Rock is full of shit, but he is Hulk Hogan levels of just like a barefaced liar.
Yeah, and this is now. He's only in his 50s. Wait until he's 70. The shit he'll be coming out with.
What'll he be screaming at the Republican convention? You know?
Rock was the OG Republican convention guy. The Rock was at the Republican convention in like 2004, I think.
Or maybe
Maybe even earlier. Maybe it was Bushmaster's first. See, he thought it was the Bushwhackers that he was going to support.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honest mistake. I think that's why a lot of people voted for GW.
It's true. I think he thought one of the Bushwhackers. Yeah, I'm fairly sure he thought it was the Bushwhackers too. It's how they got him to agree to the whole thing. You know.
It's like, oh damn, they want me to be vice president for the Bushwhackers.
I mean, that kind of does. It kind of is an
I know I did my Clinton voice, but I think that's more fun.
It's fine. It is more fun. Clinton's a more fun impression to do, but you've got to feel for GW a little bit. Like, there's no way he wanted to be president. First of all, it was supposed to be Jeb. I don't know why it wasn't Jeb, but. Like, he's just there being a coke-addled alcoholic, running the Texas Rangers, having a fucking blast. And then like, then he gets, his fucking number gets pulled and he's got to go be the fucking president and get beat up by Dick Cheney. And then the ignominy of not only that, but then it's like, don't worry, George, we'll come up with something that will make us both retain our dignity. Okay,
you know how you like to watch the game, right?
I certainly do.
At least make it some sort of football-related injury. Yeah, George, we'll make it a football-related injury.
It's just like the Kennedy boys playing touch football in Hyannisport on Thanksgiving. You choked on a pretzel and whacked your face off the table like a fat idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm the president of the free world. How this happened to me?
I knew I shouldn't have made fun of Wyoming high school football.
George Blart, mall president.
Cut.
I don't know why that got me so hard.
Anyway, It was a simpler time. 9/11 had happened, so flying was still difficult, but none of this PC nonsense has happened, so you could still make fun of George W. Bush. Couldn't get away with that today. They rushed out a film for him too, didn't they? It was entirely forgettable, but isn't there a Josh Brolin vehicle that was just called W?
Oliver Stone or something?
Jesus, was that all they were letting him do by that stage? Probably was. He shouldn't have told the truth about Kennedy so hard. That'll teach him. Was it Oliver Stone?
Yeah, it was Oliver Stone. Yeah.
Ouch for all concerned. I can't say
I watched it.
Nope.
Oh, I watched the shit out of it. I watched it like a man who was waiting for the next Michael Moore book to come out to tell me what to think about American politics. I was like, oh, I can't wait till this skewers him and his legacy is ruined. That's what I was thinking. Fucking Bush. Pshah. And then, there's perfect ages for thinking that. I mean, it's not that American politics doesn't matter, but there's a perfect age for thinking that your opinion on it matters.
Yeah.
And I think, was it a 2004 film? But I think I was just coming up to that age at that point. You know.
10. Yeah, it was. In and around the early 2000s was Bowling for Columbine. And then Fahrenheit 9/11 was like 2004 or 5. And boy, fucking hell. He really got him.
I remember when I would say stuff like, oh, Bruce Springsteen has come out in favor of John Kerry. Bush is fucked now. And as it turned out, he was. And President Kerry had an 8-year term. Wait a minute. He can't. That doesn't sound like something the boss would do. Cheney must have taken personal offense to that nickname when he found out about it.
There's only one boss. It's been Cheney.
It was all Rumsfeld could do to keep Cheney from just going for Springsteen at the correspondence dinner.
You told me you wouldn't bring the gun, Dick.
I don't think we could pull this off with the pretzel story.
Yeah, we were going to fucking die in the USA too, son.
I don't think he lives there. Nuke Asbury Park.
he sent greetings from there, so fuck them. Good album, though, Greetings from Asbury Park.
Yeah, underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all the other ones were way better, and it's pretty squarely rated.
Yeah, it's rated about where it needs to be, but it hadn't. He hadn't. Because he gets very
underrated. Yeah, rated under all the other better albums.
I don't know. He gets very Brucey in some of the later albums. You know, they some can.
Oh no, I didn't say I didn't say the later albums were better.
Some comedian on some podcast, and for the love of God, and I'm sorry, whoever it was, and I can't remember, but it resonated too much with me for me not to say it. He was talking about when you're doing some sort of manual labor and you turn into a bit of a secret Bruce. So like in your own head, you're like, oh God damn, driving down the highway, working on my Trans Am. But really all you're doing is pushing a wheelbarrow full of bricks in your front garden, and you're like, oh yeah. Born in a dead man's town.
I think I do have an album in me.
God damn, they don't understand the pain of the working man. That's another guy, actually.
1, 2, 3, 4.
<Do-do-do-do>. Painting the shed. And I go to the shed and I get out the lawnmower and roll it all over the grass. That's another guy from New Jersey. I'm not shy about telling you. Where the fuck is his accent from?
Yeah. Good fucking boy.
New Jersey's a big place.
I guess it must be it goes further south than I thought it would.
Hey, Mr. President, I don't appreciate much about you, but you sure are authentic to your homeland. So, actually, they sound really similar in the impression I do of both of them. That sounds the same.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. When you do an impression about those people, they sound bloody identical.
They both sound like you're Watto from Star Wars.
I think I managed to convince myself I was good at impressions simply by the fact that I was generally in a room with Ben Clifford, and so I probably was good at him compared to him.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we don't accept Republican credits. Your Jedi Master won't work on me.
Hey, little Padawan, is your daddy home?
Hey guys, creepiest... we don't take no Republican credits. Only Democrat credits will do here. Am I right, Phyllis?
The creepiest fucking song that he certainly and anyone else potentially ever wrote.
Yeah,
I'm on fire by Bruce. Dead
home. Yeah. It's like I so want to fuck this kid.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm on fire.
I'm a board amount of fire log for this underage person.
And I actually just need to know. All I need to know. First thing, am I going to get away with this,
or is someone at home with a gun going to Cheney my
or
ass?
Is Dick Cheney around? And is your father Dick Cheney here with us?
Man, you know, people say a lot about First Dick question. Cheney, but if there's pedos running around the house, I don't want anyone else in there to deal with them.
Absolutely, Cheney the pedo slayer. That's what they should call him.
All right, who do you want to hop in for you? Who do you want to hop in for you in the fight? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Blade the Vampire Slayer, or Dick Cheney?
How long is the fight? Because it really depends. Because that's how long.
If Dick Cheney jumping in, it won't be fucking long. If it's Dick
Cheney, there'll be two hits in that fight.
I think that's why he gets so violent so quickly. Because he's like, if this is a prolonged fight, I will be having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Fucking Bush is getting mouthy. Whack. guys fucking guys done something out in the hunting trip. Bang!
Bang.
Iraq exists. Boom!
Iran sounds similar. Kablamo.
I fucking don't think there's any way Bush is recovering from this skewering.
Honestly. We Michael Moore set up those pins and we just fucking knocked them down.
We were bowling.
You're right, Gav. We do stand on the shoulders of giants. Giantly wide.
Yeah, people think giant always means tall, but Michael Moore is a giant of cinema.
He is a giant of cinema.
Most of every day in filming was trying to find a shot that didn't have Michael's ass blocking the camera.
But hey, what are you going to say? No one's drinking. Well, I actually am, but I'm not drinking. I'm drinking a little fun, which we've had 5,000 times.
I just had a local beer.
A local craft like I'm IPA. Drinking.
Literally a local craft IPA.
Are you in Seattle?
I am in Bangalore, India.
Are you actually there? You're setting up a sweatshop?
Yes. Yeah. Already have. I'm here trying to make sure they keep sweating. Yeah. I'm just drying off, motherfuckers.
you're doing a lot of traveling. So you had a local, actual India pale ale.
Actual Indian pale ale. I actually had two. I had two beers. So I'm in Bangalore. I've had a weird couple of weeks. I was in Singapore for a couple of days. Then I was in Malaysia for a couple of days. Now I'm in Bangalore for a couple of days.
Bangalore, and, I hardly know a lore.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. The city I was in Malaysia was Kuala Lumpur, Gav.
Kuala Lumpur, I hardly know her.
Right. No, it's dark outside and windows are reflective, so you can't see the Bangalore. It's not much to see. It's a pretty industrialized place, but not the place we were earlier. The thing I've learned about Bangalore is it's actually quite nice. Crazy traffic. But also, it's like a real beer place. It's like loves a curry. It's a tech hub, and really into breweries. It's the Shoreditch of India. And And actually, what we really mean is Shoreditch is the Bangalore of London.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably more accurate.
It's way more accurate.
No. Clearly. Sorry, my friend English Stephen is here, and he's of the opinion that it is in fact
English
the other way around.
Stephen,
yeah.
And Stephen, is that an English last name or?
Actually, funny that you ask. Danny Cipriani is the greatest rugby player that's ever existed, mate. What are you even saying? That's Danny fucking Cipriani out there.
That's Danny Cipriani.
A guy got super annoyed at me once for shouting abuse at Danny Cipriani at a Leinster versus Wasps game. He's like, mate. And his only argument was, mate, that's Danny Cipriani.
Undeniably true, but not really a point to stop me hurling abuse at Danny Cipriani.
I mean, I feel bad about it now. I mean, you know, because I didn't see those people as human then, you know, the English, but now I do. At that time, I was of the opinion that I've paid for my seat and I'll insult her out half all day if I feel like it. And
wingers should get paid extra for being closer to the people who are hurling abuse at them, being like 14.
Yeah, they should get hazard pay.
And no one fucking ever objected to it, not least the wingers themselves. You know, it's just like, oh,
look, they're not getting the ball, they might as well get abuse hurled at them.
You're playing schoolboys, and it's like, oh, yeah, well, the wingers they're gonna get called gay a lot,
yeah,
you know, and we can't do anything to stop that because it's only other schoolboys doing it to them, you know,
God forbid. And unfortunately, a lot of them are gay, otherwise.
So really, that's on them, you know.
That's on them, you know.
14 does take it up the arse. So that was the big one. Didn't matter. 11 didn't get that chant because it didn't work. It didn't scan. But 14 always took it up the arse, according to you know.
Yeah, you're really, how gay you were was more a factor of how many syllables were in your identifier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely is. It's for the best that we didn't do anything stupid like put names on the back of the jerseys at schoolboys.
Oh, couldn't have yeah. Honestly,
our winger was called Ben Faggot, and he would have had a really rough time.
I'm sorry, is that so? That's like, because if that was really his name, I don't have to bleep it. But because we did go to Fee Pay rugby schools. It could have been. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he was French. Yeah. No, obviously that's not a real person. That's like saying I knew a girl called Sophie Titwank.
I actually went to school with a girl called Sophie Titwank.
No, I didn't. That's a fake name.
Okay, well, if I remember to bleep it out, I will. You know, they don't know what that means in Bangalore, so that Indian tech company you're working for won't fire you.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Bangalore, 12 million people. I just Googled. There you
that's
go.
So many crazy people. And that's one place.
And actually, that was in 2011. So it's probably, and they postponed their census in 2021 because of COVID.
They postponed their census because they couldn't fucking count that high. It's gone so big.
It's all, yeah, it's, yeah.
I can't fucking.
More like 14 million people now.
I've got around with a clipboard. I can't fucking count past it. It's too many of them.
They won't sit still, bruv. They won't sit still. I'll keep you like, there's five. We got five. We got M5 cunts counting. And then I turn around and they're fucking chatting to six other cunts.
They're over there. Do I count them again or not? Fucking
honestly, mate, could be 12 million people and the same six cunts are in conversation over and over. I don't know, bruv. I don't know. I think we need a second guy on this. And then do I count him? Oh, I think we've got this census block thing out, bruv.
Give me more questions than answers, really.
Complete fucking fiasco that census was, mate. I don't know. I think we're going to have to just give the fucking country back to them because I can't fucking count that many of them. You can't count that many of them.
But if we give it back, like obviously they have to pay us, right?
Oh, they'll be paying us. Think of all that free labor
the payment
we make
will
them
be, all the on-the-job training.
All the opportunity for exposure.
So what you fucking think then, Jean-Philippe? Shall we leave the Asians alone then? Yeah, of course, Napoleon Bonaparte. But it is strange, isn't it, that history won't remember that we all talk like this. Fucking Battle of Trafalgar, innit? Yeah, mate. Fucking Battle of Trafalgar.
Trafalgar? Oh, I mean, fucking know her, bro.
We're French lads on tour. We're French lads on tour.
The population of Bangalore City is 11,993,000, while the Bangalore metro area is 12,102,000. Meaning, what I assume they mean by metro area is the 107,000 people who are on the metro at any one time.
Yeah, it's a very, very small outer metro area, to the point that you'd have to say, why not just include it in the fucking city at that point? Yeah.
Oh, I live in the Bangalore metropolitan area. It's like, oh, Jeff's Gaff.
Well, we had to get something to Jeff's out Gaff. Of that whole thing, didn't we? Yeah. All right, gentlemen, we have precisely 2 minutes and 24 seconds remaining on our...
To go! We got precisely 2 minutes and 24 seconds to go!
Oh, man, if you thought George W. Bush wasn't coming back from this episode, so solid crew are fucked as well. Next week in the Crosshairs, Blazing Squad, and at the Crossroads.
And we want to welcome our guest, JLS. Who claimed to have a bone to pick?
So good.
I'm going to review this instead. It's 7-Up. What flavor is 7-Up, fellas?
Lemon lime.
Fuck no, homie. Turns out this is just lemon, and it blew my mind.
Whoa, oh, wow. Fuck, 7-Up.
Yeah.
Stay in your fucking lane, 7-Up. I don't care if you're a Bangalore.
What do you got against lime? What do you got against lime, Bangalore?
Fucking bloody... fucking Brexit, probably, I'd say, or something.
I'd say probably that's
I can't remember what global event we're blaming at the moment in Fine Gael, but it's probably one of them. It's
actually, I think India had a pretty strong Brexit movement recently as well, didn't they?
they wanted England to leave too.
Yeah. I was on Mahatma Gandhi Road earlier. Nice road.
Who do you ride?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does Gandhi say every time he leaves the building? Oh, Mahatma coat. Stupid.
Can't make that sort of joke today, Gavin. I tell you,
you wouldn't be let.
The episode's almost over. We're about to be cut off. So just to say, really, only leaves us one thing to cheers to, and that is to fucking Gandhi.
To fucking Gandhi. Yeah.
It's about time someone gave him his props.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Roses for Gandhi. Roses for Gandhi.
There's not enough named after him. You're correct. And we're literally it's gonna stop now in a moment because it's I remember the last time thinking like, well, how strict are they on this thing? And then blip, they were very strict.
And then bloop. Love you lots. Can't wait to be home and see you all again.
Can't wait.
Yeah, when you back home. Here?
Friday.
Nice.
Oh, I gotta get down on Friday.
Yeah.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.